We're on the telephone with Melody Benjamin, who is Vice President of Member Services for Nebraska Cattlemen. Melody, wanted to get your reaction to the proposed animal disease traceability rule, which was released this week by the USDA, and how does Nebraska Cattlemen look at that?
Well, Ken, I haven't got it all read, but from what I've read of the synopsis, it looks like the secretary worked really hard to incorporate ideas that they heard at the listening sessions and from comments from producers to make it as good of a program as they possibly could, and yet maintain herd health. That's the ultimate goal here, is to be able to trace disease in a timely manner and try to get it tracked down before it causes devastating losses.
How will this change the way cattlemen operate?
I don't think it's going to change things a lot. I've been in contact with the State Department of Ag here in Nebraska, and of course each state's responsible for writing their own plan of how they're going to do things, and it just doesn't appear it's going to be much different than what we're already doing. Most people are already using some sort of identification on their cattle, such as when they have them bang vaccinated or if they're bled to be sold. So those tags are what they're going to use to track them. They'll have to go on their health certificate, much like they are right now. So I don't think it's going to be a big change for most everybody.
Okay, I know there was some talk early on that kind of dumping this back on the states might cause some budget concerns for the states. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, that's always a concern. I heard the secretary say the other day, though, they're going to ask for Congress to fund for the tags that they're going to use, the metal tags. And the rest of it is, of course, paperwork, more or less, those health certificates that are going to probably need to be a little more closely scrutinized for a while until everybody gets used to the system. So there will be some burden on the state, but I'm hoping that they've got a plan pretty much in place that they're going to keep that at a minimum.
So you don't see anything in this rule that is a big concern to a Nebraska cattleman right now?
I don't see any big concerns here. Like I said, I think the secretary really tried to incorporate ideas from everybody and make it as workable as possible. Nebraska cattleman appreciates that he is concerned about these large tracebacks and what they cost the states when there is a big disease outbreak, or even a small outbreak like the TB that we had in Nebraska a couple of years ago cost a lot of money to do that traceback.
I saw something related to branding and that branding would no longer be recognized as identification. You have any clarity on that?
Yes, it will be recognized among those states that use brands. It will not be what they are calling official identification. The official identification is only a couple of things, and those are things that every state must incorporate in their plan, because there's a lot of states that don't have a brand system. They're not using brands as an official identification. However, they have no problem with states that do use it making a cooperative agreement where those can be used.